Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Yeshiva sponsor as a course of Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages. We're holding in Yuma Daf Lamed Daled in the Art School Oizel Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, starting Halacha Beis in the top of Amud Aleph. Sog the Mishnah, Achitzoyno Pufo Min Adorim V'Aptimis Min Atzofim. We talk about the two parochis that are standing between the Kodesh Kodesh Kadoshim. So the external one, the curtain, which is more external, was open in the south, which is the left side. When you're looking for Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're going there from east to west. So the south is to your left. And on the left, it was a little bit open. It means it was a little pin that held the curtain open towards the south. And the inner curtain was open towards the north. So the way he went through that opening on the south side. And he went between the two curtains from south to north, and he reached the Kodesh Kadashim on the northeast side. He yelled at Sofon, he comes to the north. Now he turns now to the south, going again next to the Pariches. He goes down from north to south. The Pariches now is on his left, and he walks down there until he reaches the Orin. He puts the machto, where you have the coals, between the two badim of the orin. He puts the ktoiris on top of the coal. And now the Kodesh Kadoshim is filled with smoke. Then he has to go back the same way he came in. And he's going backwards, as we'll see in the Gemara. Mispalt filaktori davens a short davening. Filoya marich, it doesn't daven too long. Shulahav is his soul, not to scare Amiso to think that maybe he died there in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zok to Gemara Tani, minam in noyer viladorim ayanichnas tiver amir. He needs to reach the south side of the Beis HaMikdash to go into the Pariches. What do you have on the south side of Beis HaMikdash? You have the menorah. So between the menorah and the wall, that's where he walked. That's the quickest way. No, he goes in the north side, between the shulchan, where the lechem parim is, and the north wall. Why there? Because he holds it was only one pariches. And that pariches, you would enter from the north side. There is a brisa that holds also, you go from the south. But instead of going between the menorah and the wall, where he's going to get the smoke of the menorah on his clothes, he would go a little bit more to the north, between the mizbech and the menorah, which is basically between the middle part of the kodesh and the menorah. And then from there, he'd go to the south. And he goes between the curtains until he gets to the north wall. Remember, he's going with coal, he's going with fire. So you put his hands very attached to his body so it won't burn the curtains. He gets to the north, he turns to the south. The reason why he goes backwards when he leaves the Oroin is because he should not look like he's turning around and stepping on the badim. If you turn around, it looks like he doesn't mind the badim. So he continues looking at the badim and walks backwards. Ketzad ayo, he said, what should he do? So what are we talking about? When you go into Kodesh Kadoshim, the Gemara here holds, this man darma holds, you have to do a new chafina. He needs to again hold the ketoris with his two hands. But the ketoris is in the kaf, is in the ladle. So how does he take the ketoris with his two hands while he's holding the ladle? So says the Gemara of Chanino, Maniach, using the gears of Reb Chaim, Maniach es hamachto boritz. First of all, he puts down on the floor the coals. The coals he don't need to hold. He puts it on the floor. Now, the ladle, the Gemara understands he cannot put down on the floor because he's doing the avodah with it. He has to hold on to it. So what do you do? Zorka ba'avir. He takes the ketoris, which is in the ladle, and he throws it in the air, and then the kolto. And then he puts down the ladle while it's in the air, and he catches the ketoris, which is in the air, with two hands. That's one of the avodas kosher mikdash. It's very hard to do that. You have to throw the ketoris in the air, put down the ladle, and catch the ketoris with the two hands. Shmuel Amar, there's another solution. Boidido biragli. He holds the ladle with his legs, and then he takes the ketoris from the ladle. Omar Birchin argues. Birchin says, you don't have to do chafino. He just takes from the kaf into his hand. He doesn't have to do another chafinos. He puts it into one hand. Now, what does he do after? Well, once he puts the coals there and the fire starts, he metamars v'hoyle, goes straight up in a straight line. He puts it there, then it goes down and goes around Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yatzu v'alu kadech nisasa. He goes back from the way he came in. Says the Gemara, Kerab Yoiso. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the holds was only Parochis. I have to tell you which side of the Parochis it goes out from. Because the Parochis is completely closing the Kodesh Kadoshim. He could choose many places to go from. He said the same place he came in, which is the north, that's where he goes out. Continues the Gemara with base. Bram Kerameir, Afilu Boyi, Lami Loyachil. According to Rameir, there was two curtains, and the curtains were a little open. One in the south, the first one in the south, and the inner one in the north. So the only way he could go out is from the north, because that's the only place you have an entrance. Says the Gemara, Lama Shlo Yiten Achor Yav LaKodesh. So Chaim says in the second explanation, says, even according to Rameir, that what we're saying, I know he's going the same way he came from, but he's saying that he's going backwards. The whole time he's going backwards. He should not turn around, turn his back to Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's always walking backwards. It says Shlomo came to the Boma, which is in Givon, Yerushalayim. So where is he going to? Manu came in. What are you talking about? Im Yerushalayim Ayabo. If he's coming from Yerushalayim to the Boma in Givon, name him Yerushalayim LeBoma. He's going from Yerushalayim to the Boma. Im Boma Ayabo. If he's going from the Boma, name him Miboma LeYerushalayim Ayabo. You should say from the Boma to Yerushalayim. But it says here, it sounds in the pasuk is Yerushalayim is going to Yerushalayim and he's also going to the Boma. Meaning he was going to Yerushalayim, but he was facing the Boma, he was going backwards. So he was always facing the Boma, so he should have his back to the Boma. That's why it says they're both leg. He's going to Yerushalayim, but he's facing the Boma. Here's the Gemara, he's piled for the Ketzor, by his Achitzoin, he davens a short davening when he goes out. This is the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol when he leaves the Kodesh Kadoshim. We should have a gzeir of golus, not today, not an entire year. If there is a golus we have to have, we should go to exile to the place of Torah. We should not have any loss, any monetary loss, not today and not any day of the year. If you do have to have a loss, should be something money that you have to use for mitzvahs, for tzedakah and chesed. A cheap year where things will not be too expensive. People will have full, they'll have food. There'll be business going on. Shumo should be rainy. Should be sunny and cloudy, even though there's rain. They should not need each other. Should not need each other. People that are going in the way and they're diving to Hashem not to have rain, don't listen to them. And when the kissing, I mean, they should not have gaiv on top of each other. The people living in the Sharon, which is in the valley, there was a lot of rain that went into their houses, should not cause the houses to turn to be their graves, in other words, to ruin their houses. He didn't daven too long to not scare Am Yisrael. There was somebody who davened very long. The home was made up to come and bring him. They thought he died. Who was that one that had a very long davening? Shimon at Tzadik Oyo. Why do you daven so long? I daven to Hashem, not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He said, still, it shouldn't be too long. You scared Am Yisrael too much. 40 years, he was the Kohen Gadol. The last year, I know this year I'm going to die. How do you know? Every year when I went to Kodesh Kadoshim, there was an old man, something that looked like an old man, wearing white and covered with white. Went in with me. He came out with me as well. He came in with me. He didn't go out with me. So I know it's a sign I'm not going to live this year, the full year. It says in the pasuk that nobody should be in Eil Moed when the Kohen Gadol is doing the avodah. Before the chaver of the Kodesh had said, so he comes to do the avodah until he leaves. Not only human beings, but even malachim. It says in the Tus Bnei Bnei Adam, they also shouldn't be there. So what does it mean that when Shimon HaTzadik is going in, there's somebody who's wearing white? We understood it's a malach. He didn't tell me he was a human being or a malach that looks like a human being. I think it's the Musa Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was a dugma of a Kodesh Baruch Hu who looked at him like a malach, but it's connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Halacha Gimel Zok Mishto, Mishanita Lo Oren. When the Oren was taken, meaning after Churban Bayis Sheni, and even in Bayis Rishon after it was Nignas, Eben Oysa Shom, there was a stone there, Mimois Anevim, Rishonim, the Shtio Oysa Nikris, it was called Shtio. Gavoyim Minot Shosh, as well as was 3 fingers higher from the ground, Fahalei Anoysa put on it the Ktoiris. Singwa Tani at Shaloi Nita Lahorim, before the Aron was taken, Hanichnas Vyoitze Lahor Shalorin, you'd go in, and the Aron would give light, would shed light in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now there's no Aron, he had to touch to go in, had to feel his way in because it was too dark. Why really this stone is called Evan Shtiyo? From there the world was created. So the it's called Shtiyo Lashon Hushtas. The world is created from there, is built from there. Again, as from Mechio, it's called Evan Shtiyo Shmeno Hushto Hoilom. The world is created from there. Ksiv Mizmer Laos of El Elokim Diber Vehikra Heretz, because we're creating the world. And it says over there, Mitzion Michlal Yoifi Elokim Rafia. Meaning from Mitzion, that's where it starts. The world starts from Mitzion. From Elochel and any Yosef Mitzion Evan, it starts from Mitzion. Mitzion is the first place of the world, that's Evan Ashtia. And then a mud and earth was attached to the Evan Ashtia and grew more and more until the entire world was created. So Mitzion is the source of the whole world. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Lamed Dalet.